For the Orleans County Historical Association, January 26, 1982, at the Medina Memorial Hospital, Helen McAllister of Medina, New York, is interviewing Mrs. Wilda Gamsrud. Mrs. Gamsrud is one of the first nurses, was one of the first nurses at the Medina Hospital. And this is primarily what this tape is about. Wilda, thank you for allowing me to come and interview you. I'd like to start by asking you when and where you were born.
I was born in Rochester, New York, on Jefferson Avenue, in 1902, December 5th, 1902.
And that makes you what age today?
I'm 79. I'll be 80 next year, December 5th.
Almost a Christmas baby.
Almost.
Now, what was your father's name and your mother's maiden name, please?
My father's name was Archie Vernon Edick.
Would you spell the last name?
E-D-I-C-K. And my mother's name was Sadie Neoma Miles.
Okay.
M-Y-L-E-S.
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 Okay. What was your father's occupation?
He was worked in the office of the freight claim agent, and eventually became the freight claim agent.
What railroad was that?
The Buffalo, Rochester, and Pittsburgh Railway. But later bought out by Baltimore, and called the Baltimore.
Okay. Wilda, did you have any brothers or sisters?
I had one sister. She was 2 years and a few months older than I. And
her name was what?
Ethel Fay. And she died before her 25th birthday. She had
Did your mother
rheumatic fever, I think she had.
Oh yes.
And mother I don't know what's
Did your mother work outside of the home at all?
No, mother never worked out. Mm-hmm. Not after Daddy married her. He met her working when she worked for her uncle. Mm-hmm. Had a hotel, a rooming house, and she was a cashier and the bookkeeper. And they met her there. She was from Canada.
Oh yes.
And
well, tell us about your early school years. Did you go to school in Rochester, New York?
I went to school in Rochester and I graduated from 29 school. I wasn't what you'd call a brilliant student. I went 2 years to West High, and then I quit and eventually ended up in Homeopathic Hospital in Rochester.
Well, do I understand then that you did not graduate from high school?
No, I didn't graduate from high school.
But you could go to the Homeopathic Hospital and train?
Homeopathic in Rochester. And I went there for my father. Well, the thing of it was, my father married again, and of course I was keeping house for Daddy after Mother died.
Your mother died, you said earlier, when you were about 18?
I was 18.
Yes.
And sister was in college, and of course she wanted to finish college, so yes. I stayed home and kept house for them. And then Daddy sprung on us, he was going to get married. He married this. She was a missionary in a rescue mission there in Rochester. And of course, sister had gone to Warsaw to teach. She was taught arithmetic and biology in Warsaw High School. And so I was left home, and they didn't want me kicking around. So they
Your father and his new wife didn't care to have you around.
So he wrote to Homeopathic Hospital to find out if they'd take me. They went in there, and of course I didn't have the background for the solutions, and there was something else I thought about the other day, and I went right down. Now I can't think of it. I just couldn't get it through my head.
You could. How about chemistry? Did you have to have that?
Well, I suppose that was probably the background of it. But I was all upset over him getting married and everything. So they kept me to the 3 months trial. They told me to go back to school and come back, and they would keep me there. I had pictures. I didn't bring those because first I wasn't going to tell you about it. And then I thought I better come clean. So then Daddy rode around and he found out about this place in Medina. And he sent me down here, talked with Miss Douglas.
Well, before we get to Medina, Wilda, let me ask you, How long did you train at the homeopathic hospital in Rochester?
Well, I was probably there 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months.
That was
what all. Kind of training did they give you?
Well, of course, it was practical nursing right in the wards with the patients,
mm-hmm.
and studying,
mm-hmm.
and I learned a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I didn't. I was upset because my father was married again, and mm-hmm. everything was all up.
Yes.
I don't know. I wasn't a student anyway.
It was quite a traumatic time.
I raised every kid in the neighborhood.
You really were a nurse at heart.
I was 8 years old, and I lugged Leonard Hahn all over until he was too big to be bothered with a girl. Then across the road from us was Jean Avery born, and she was a little mite, and her father was an old man, and her mother was a white-haired woman. She had a daughter, and he had a daughter, and they lived right across the road from us. They went to our church, and he carried Jean around on his hand. She was so tiny.
Oh,
he'd carry her like this on his hand. I lugged her all over the neighborhood, and to this day, Jean or her daughter, after she was married, her daughter came down and stayed with us in the country, and she was up a week ago Saturday, and she says, Wilda, I can remember playing on your concrete steps with a yellow cap. And all those people have just clung to me.
Yes, I think that's wonderful.
I've had an interesting life. I was a big sister to a girl that was kept by her grandmother, and the welfare felt she was abused, and they got me to try to get her out of that life that she was leading. And I finally, she knew some French people, French Canadians,
mm-hmm.
down on our street that I thought a lot of, and they finally took her in and helped her.
Hmm.
And from there she went. She was a bright girl, much brighter than I was. I was in the Big Sister Council,
mm-hmm.
and I helped her. And
but now is Big Sister Council a certain group?
It's a certain group in Rochester. It was at that time. They had the Big Sister Council,
mm-hmm.
and I was supposed to be a big sister to her, but I was almost her age. Usually
yes.
there were older people.
You really were a social worker, weren't you?
I had my finger in every pot.
Well, so after your training at the homeopathic hospital in Rochester, how did you happen to come to Medina?
Well, Daddy rode around. I don't know how he happened to hear of Medina, but of course, as I say, he didn't want me around there with him and this new bride. So they rode here, and they brought me down one terrible day in the ruts in the road. You couldn't get out of the ruts in a touring car, Buick touring car with side curtains, and we had a heater, a pig or something, heated up on the floor, one of those concrete thing.
Is that a pig?
Porcelain.
A pig?
They called it a pig. It was like a bottle, and it had a cork in the end. You put boiling water in it. Keep it hot. Keep your feet hot. We had that in there, trying to keep warm. And, you couldn't get it. My father didn't drive. He didn't have a mechanical bone in his body, but my stepmother drove. And we were in ruts like this. You couldn't get out of them. Meet anybody.
6 or 7 inches deep?
Oh, they were terrible. No idea, because, of course, cars were
mm-hmm.
on the road like they are today.
What year would this have been?
Hmm?
What year would this have been?
Well, it was in 24 when I came here, because I came and they unloaded me, and I've been here ever since.
Well, where did you stay?
I stayed, when I first came, I stayed with a Mrs., I don't know if I can remember her name now, the second house from West Center Street on Prospect. She died while I was there. There was a lady staying with us.
Isn't that awful? Now, did you board there as well as room?
No, my boarding was all at the hospital. I took all my meals at the hospital.
Well, tell me about your first experience after you... Did you first come to the hospital or to your boarding room place or your rooming place?
What do you mean?
Did you first come to the hospital? Did your father bring you right here?
Well, I think we came right to the hospital, and I think Miss Douglas had found this place for me.
I see.
So that I had a place to stay. She died one night, though. She had a practical lady with her, and she came in the night and called me and told me she was gone. But then I had to move again. So then I went down to Florence Fox and Elmer Fox. He was a barber.
Mm-hmm.
Donald's father and mother. Donald died a few years ago.
Florence and who?
Elmer Fox.
Mm-hmm.
They lived down Prospect Street.
Mm-hmm. And you stayed there?
I stayed there all until I don't know just how many years. And finally they needed the room for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was taken sick, and I went home for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let me know that they had to have the room.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I think my sister's boyfriend paid for my room while I was down the city to help out with expenses, and so I could keep it, because I couldn't afford to keep it when I wasn't working. I was taking care of my sister.
What was your sister's name?
Ethel Fay.
That's right.
And she died, of course, before she was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. Rheumatic fever, and they didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Did everything wrong, as I look back on it now.
Well,
gave her transfusions and everything, but nothing helped her.
Mm-hmm. When you say that your father brought you, your father and your new stepmother brought you to Medina in 1924, did you come to the hospital that we now call Medina Hospital, or was there another
down
hospital?
Down on Prospect Street.
On the corner of Prospect and Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
That was the first.
What was it like? I know the brick house is still there.
Well, it was a big living room. That was where the office was. And off of that was, as I remember, I've been racking my brain to picture the place, was a folding doors or something, shut off a room on each side. And that room on that side was a patient's room. I'm trying to think whether the big room off of that was Miss Douglas and Miss Somerville, I think, had a room in there together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but I think they did. I can't recall just whether there was a bathroom in there or not, but there was one upstairs that I never shall forget. And
why won't you forget them?
Well, it was a room under a roof. And the window was small. But we clowned up in there. Somebody, they'd bring us, well, you can't imagine, they'd bring flowers from somebody that died. They'd even bring the cross in from a funeral. And Mrs. DeVick was a devil on wheels.
Who was Mrs. DeVick?
Well, she lived up on, she was a psychic, she claimed. And she lived up on, I can't even think of that. Was it West Center Street? No. Up that way somewhere.
Big woman.
I just can't remember
and
where she lived. She was supposed to be a very religious person.
Did she mean to be
she
funny?
She was supposed to read people, you know, but I don't know whether she ever did or not.
She didn't mean to be funny, did she?
Well, she could be, but I don't think she meant to be.
Yeah.
But then there was Catherine Mayle, and I came in at the same time. Catherine's father later was a janitor at the hospital, this hospital, was the first one here.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you know Seal White's mother? Was she Anna Hoffman at the time, or Mrs. Kospel, whichever?
No, I didn't know her until she came in. She came in here, then I met her.
To live as a patient, yes.
I didn't know her, Seal White's mother, but lived across the road from that hotel. I don't know whether my husband ever went over or not. He liked to drink a beer once in a while, and he probably went over with our next door neighbor. But of course, I was a prohibitionist from the beginning to the end, because we were Methodists. You couldn't have anything in the house, and yet I've seen them drinking hard cider, and they thought it was sweet. My stepmother and father were Methodists.
Well, listen, let's try to stick back with this first hospital, a community hospital, or whatever they called it down.
I don't know what they called it. I don't remember.
How many patients would go in there?
I was wondering that the other day. I can't just offhand say, but there was quite a few for the little place it was. It was a sun porch.
Maybe 40 people altogether, do you think?
I don't know if we had 40. We could have two in a room upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful hard to picture. The one thing I remember, there was a sun porch to the east. That's been taken off, I noticed, the last time I went by. And Mrs. Shannon, Margaret Shannon's mother, had a son in there, and I took care of her. And every time she met me on the street, she'd say, no matter who was around, this is your baby. I remember I used to be embarrassed.
You mean she gave birth to a son in there?
Yeah, she gave a birth to a son in the sun porch.
Uh-huh.
And then there was this other place. I remember Mrs. Lake was in there for a long time, and she lived on the ridge. Later.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the doctors' names?
I remember them all.
Well, who were the doctors that came to that hospital that you can remember?
Doctor from Lindenville was Dr. Fairman. There was a Dr. Mudge from Gasport, but I don't know whether he came to that hospital or not. And Dr. Scott, Dr. Munson, William, and Ed Munson. Ed Munson was the father, and Bob Munson was the son,
mm-hmm.
and William Munson was a lawyer.
Dr. Waters?
Dr. Waters, of course, I don't know if he was there when I first started or not. I just can't remember.
Do you remember any of the nurses that were there?
Oh, yes, McAvoy. Miss McAvoy from, I think she came from Lockport originally.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Ernest, she's the one who caught me for going out. The time I went downtown and got the thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
And the little Polish lady, but she married and left there, and I don't remember what her name was. She lived over near where the Polish club is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should remember more than that. Catherine Mayo, she went in when I did. Mrs. DeVick. D-E-V-I-C. Oh, I don't remember whether that was Q or...
Was Mrs. DeVick the one that you said was a psychic?
Yeah, she was a psychic. She thought she could read everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine Mail and I went in together. We went. We're both the students there mm-hmm. at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I may name McAvoy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was there then. She came later, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so hard to remember. Oh, I forgot one thing. I wanted to bring my autograph book, and that might have jarred up memories, because I think most of them have their names in my autograph.
Autograph books used to be very popular, and I think
mine's full.
Is it? I'll bet it is. I'll bet it is.
I intended to look through that, and I don't know. I didn't happen to see it in the draw, and I just completely forgot it.
Well, Wilda, how long did you work at this first hospital? And were they building the present?
This hospital was started then,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't tell you just exactly how long, but we went up, watched them build it every night. We'd get through work, walk up, see what they'd done to the new hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But we moved up there. I don't think I ever kept a diary or thought of such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no dates on any of my pictures either. Darn it. Well, the trolley went back of the hospital. Many a night I stood out there thinking that something was going on out there, an accident or something. There was nothing but the old trolley line out there
mm-hmm.
behind along by the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I took care of Dr. Maynard's wife after he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I must tell you this, it hasn't anything to do with this, but I never met her while he was alive, and my heart was broken when I met her that I hadn't met him while he was alive, and I guess he was a pill. And she said Homer and Dr. Maynard set the table, and if they got going, they'd just pick up a glass of water and throw it at one another's not. She said, they were full of them. And I never met her in a church.
Wilda, we're talking, while the tape recorder's turned off, we're talking about your childhood in Rochester. Tell me about your experiences at the Methodist Church, was it?
West Avenue Methodist Church, and everybody went when there was something doing.
Everybody turned out.
Oh, I didn't think I'd ever forget that man's name. Simpson, I don't think that was it. Oh, dear.
You had a good attendance?
We've had minister friends ever since Elmer and I have been married.
Yes.
Reverend Paisel in Tennessee now is one of our former ministers. Sent me 20 Christmas cards and 20 stamps to go on them, and 10 extra cards to hand to the nurses.
How beautiful.
And friends in Oakville brought me a box of disabled veterans cards and stamps. They brought me
nice.
Those. Why? Everybody's so good to me. We went out to Tennessee.
Going back to your childhood in Rochester, you were saying that when you were a child, even the snow couldn't keep you away from church.
Oh, no. Sometimes Daddy pulled me on a sled behind him. I had a little painted sled that they gave me.
Mm-hmm. Did it have sides and a back on
it? No, it didn't have a seat or anything, but it was all painted, a pretty painted sled. And I remember something hit it and broke the boards, and they had to put other boards on it. My heart was broken. We had doll carriages, cutest darn things. I wish I had one now to show people. Little wicker doll carriages and put our dolls. I went all
I
over.
I had a wicker doll carriage, and I used to wrap my kitty cat up in doll clothes and push her around the yard. I loved it.
Cat. My father wouldn't let us have a cat. A cat's got his pigeons, and we couldn't have a cat. And one day a cat came to the house, and he said, "Now, if you want to put that cat in the attic, you clean up after it in the morning. You can do it." And he put that cat in the attic, and he never told me to put dirt with it. And of course, it was more my idea and my sister's, because she wouldn't. And my land did I have to clean that attic the next day. I never wanted another cat.
No.
But down home, we had two, and we just idolized those things.
Everything everything that you're saying, sooner or later, and pretty usually sooner, gets around to your husband, Elmer. I think I better just jump in here jump you up to when you were married. Would you tell us, how did you meet the man who became your husband?
He lived over here on Eagle Street. Mm-hmm. And I lived down at Elmer Fox's on Prospect, mm-hmm. room there. And Elmer lived with Mrs. Mays, and she eventually was a cook here.
You say here, you mean at the hospital?
Here in this hospital.
Okay.
And she was a lovely woman. And her husband had asthma. He was a farmer, and he had asthma, and she worked all her life. She ran a restaurant down there by the railroad track there, where there used to be a bar. I don't know if it's still there now or not. Mm-hmm. She ran a restaurant there. And she had children by her first husband, and she had children by her second husband. She had three children by her second husband, and Elmer by her first, and another one, I think he's dead, an older boy. And she cooked here. Well, Elmer stayed there at their place, and Will was taken into the hospital. And, of course, I went down Eagle Street, up Eagle Street, from down at Elmer Fox's, up. He went down to the stamping works. Every morning, we said good morning. Then Will Mays was in here sick, and we got visiting and talking to each other, because I was nursing here.
Did you wear a uniform at that time?
Yes,
you were a nurse.
I was in uniform the time I came. I lived across the road from Mrs. Mays at Seafelt's.
Yes.
After I left Fox's,
Florence,
I wanted
the
room for somebody, so I had to move. And I lived there, and Elmer was across the road. Well, my folks were coming up on Labor Day in the fall, if they went to Erie. They were going to stop on their way back.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Elmer came in to see Bill Mays, had asthma, just terrible, and he was in the ward, and Elmer was in all the time to see him, and of course we'd speak to each other, and that was the extent of it. And he was going with Ely. She was one of the nurses from Niagara Falls. And this day she had to work, and she said to him, "Why don't you take Wilda out with you tonight?" And he said, "Oh, she wouldn't go with me." And she says, "Ask her and see." And he asked me if I'd go for a little ride with him. He was going down to see George Roberts down at Kent about picking apples. He loved to pick apples on his 2 weeks vacation. So I said, "Sure," and I went with him. That was the last date she ever had. From that on, we went together. And we stopped on the way up. There was a little place on 31 that served lunches.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, I don't remember what I got, but he got an egg sandwich, and he said, "Oh, that was the worst egg he ever ate," and I never forgot that. But from that on, Ely used to laugh about it. She didn't care about him anyway, and she didn't care because I went out with him, but she never got another date with him. From that on, he was mine.
And then soon after that? How soon after that were you married?
Well, I just don't remember exactly how soon, but it was... Oh, of course, my folks came when they went to Niagara Falls. They came and stopped to see me, and I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy was quite perturbed over that. He wondered just what I was out with. But when I took Elmer down and introduced him, why, they mm-hmm. fell in love with him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't just say
what
year it was. I don't remember when Will was in here. When
You were married in June?
June 27th, 1931.
1931. That was about the time of the Depression, wasn't it?
We were in the Depression, and nobody had two nickels to rub together. We rented a house from half a house from Homer Jackson, and he heated it for $25 a month.
Oh my!
He heated a great big old house,
yes.
And he was going to lose it anyway. He was related to Rockwell Kingsley, the dry cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
He was Rockwell's nephew, and Homer's baby was born just before we were married. That's how we got to know them. And,
mm-hmm.
and so Elmer was fixing up the apartment while I was down Rochester, and then he came down to marry me. And
mm-hmm.
we had a lovely wedding.
Where were you married?
In Rochester on Marlboro Road.
Mm-hmm. In a private home?
In my father's home.
I see.
They went all out. He hired Katie and had everything. And then I had a girlfriend. I don't know whether you ever heard of her or not. Probably long before you. You met, if you were around here, you knew of her. Crippled girlfriend, Mary Dockery. She was in here, she was a patient, and we got to be awfully good friends. Mary helped me fix my wedding dress. I got the dress made at Curry's, and she fixed it where it needed it. I said, "Well, my wedding wouldn't be complete without my friend Mary," and of course they operated on her and made her legs out straight. She was walked. When I first saw her, she'd take a hold of her ankle and move her leg like this, and move the other one in a hunch position like this, moving her feet.
What
caused her to be? But the doctors, I think it was the doctors from Batavia, tried operating on her, And she was really in as bad condition when they got through because they thought they were going to make her walk upright. They put braces on her, mm-hmm. and she tried to walk on crutches, but her body was too heavy for her legs, mm-hmm. and she couldn't. She was a seamstress. Her mother was, and she taught Mary to sew.
Did you say that your dress was made at Curry's? Is this the Curry's dress?
No, no. I bought it at Curry's.
Oh, I see.
And Mary fixed it where it needed fixing, where it was a little too long or something, mm-hmm. She fixed it, did all my sewing. Uh-huh. I'd go in there and something I had on, she didn't like. I'd go over there on my time off. I had 2 hours off every day. Go right over to Mary's, and her mother was a seamstress too. Oh, they were wonderful to me. Mary was in here, and that's when I got to know her, and she always laughed her head off at me because she was in the ward, and there were 4 beds in the ward, mm-hmm. and there was a great big spider on her bed, and I was scared to death of that spider, and I screamed and yelled trying to get him so he wouldn't get her, and she never got over it. She kidded me till she died over that spider. Oh, I think we were friends for 25 years. One of the girls and her boyfriend, Grace Bentham, she's been in to see me here too. She and her boyfriend, Edna Short, she finally married him, brought Mary down to my wedding. I said my wedding wouldn't be complete without Mary, and two or three of the men carried her in a chair. And she told me before I was married that when I got ready to throw my bouquet, I wasn't to throw it, I was to put it on my mother's grave. And have somebody put it on my mother's grave, and I promised her I would. So when I got ready to throw my bouquet, I got up in a chair, and I said stood up there, and I said there was one friend who had done so much to help me get my wedding right and do things right and help me get my dress and everything in order, and the dearest friend I ever had, and I wanted her to have that bouquet of flowers, and I handed it to Mary. She went all to pieces, but I'll never forget it. Grace Bentham and Edna Short were going together. They married later, and of course Edna died since, but they brought Mary down, and then other men went out and helped bring her in. Oh, I loved her. She was the dearest thing. I was crushed when she died. But she was all crippled. She could bring her feet up and lay them up like this and lay them down. If I was on a case and the patient died in the middle of the night, I'd go over to Mary's, and the side door was right there, and I'd go in the door. Mary was lying on that couch, and I'd crawl in with her, and there we'd stay for the night. Oh, they were wonderful to me.
A real friend.
And of course, I don't see Agnes was her sister, but I never was close to her. But Mary was a twin, and the twin was just as funny as Mary. I don't know what had happened to her. Mary had infantile paralysis, mm-hmm. but she was a bright girl. Mm-hmm. But Margaret was a mad one.
Mm-hmm. You said that you and Elmer were married in the Depression in 1931. What did Elmer do for a living?
He was a polisher, plater and polisher at the stamping works. Worked there for years and years and years. Leo Collins, Elmer, thought the world of him, and so did Leo thought the world of Elmer.
Mm-hmm. You and Elmer never had children?
No, we're both, he was 36, I guess, and I was 28. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, came from a large family, and he knew what his mother went through, and he didn't want to bring any children to
you
the
said
world.
That Elmer had come, his background was in Norway?
Yes, he was born in Norway and raised there. Came away as a sailor. When he was 18, he jumped ship. New York, and then was afraid he'd get caught and wouldn't be allowed to come back, so he got back on a ship and came in legally. He had a nephew in New York. Mm-hmm. He died 10 days after Elmer. Hmm. He went to Norway to see his folks. Elmer and I have been to Norway twice. Uh-huh. I've been all over anyway. My father would get us a pass anywhere we wanted to go.
Because he worked on the railroad, you mean? The pass was good on other than the railroad?
Yes, he could get passes on other railroads.
And ships?
No, I think we had to pay one. I don't remember. We had a Coburg, annual pass to Coburg, from Rochester to Coburg. We could go anytime. Mother wouldn't go.
Mm-hmm. You got married during the Depression?
Yeah, oh boy, the Depression came hit hard just after we got married.
Do you remember when the banks closed?
Oh, yes, we had money in the bank. We had notes from our wedding. We had a note on a dining room suit that we bought with money that was given to us. And we had money in the bank, and, of course, we got a percentage of it back. But they paid up the note on the dining room suit anyway. We had a dining room suit. We didn't have any buffet or anything. Mm-hmm. We had a china cabinet with us.
Mm-hmm. Those were hard times.
Oh, boy. We both worked in every nickel we got. Homer came down on the price of the apartment because he knew he was going to lose the house anyway. Mm-hmm. So he let us have it heated, and mm-hmm. we got along. Elmer worked when
that stamping works for a lot less than he had. Mm-hmm. Nurses, they informed me they were giving a nurse with a room. They charged so much for a room, and you'd go along with it. You with a nurse would be furnished with a room. And I said, oh, no, I'm not working like that. And Elmer said, indeed you're not. He said, if you have to work like that, you're going to stay home. Mm-hmm. Miss Douglas was going to rent a room, and the nurse went with him. Mm-hmm. Special nurse. And, oh, nothing doing.
Well, but let's go back to this.
$28 to $30 for a 20-hour duty.
What was that again? 20 what?
28 and 35 for 20-hour duty. That was 28 for 12 and 35 for 20. You slept on a cot in the room with your patient.
Now that was private duty nursing.
That was private duty nursing.
Did you always do private duty?
No, I did a lot of it, but I worked when Miss Douglas wanted me to help in the hospital. I worked a lot there, but it was harder at the hospital because, you know, you never knew what shift you were going to be on. You had to wait till she put the time slip out. After I got married, it was hard to work that way. Mostly I did private duty, private homes.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time?
Mm-hmm. I did, Mrs. Maynard, I remember, I lived down West Avenue at Homer's there, and they'd send for me to come and take care of her, and she'd lie in bed, and she could see down, and she said, I'd see my girl cross that railroad track. I was there at Thanksgiving one year, and I wasn't going to try to go home for Thanksgiving, and I called my stepmother, and she'd bought a turkey and was all ready for us, and she was so disappointed. And Mrs. Maynard says to me, you're going home for Thanksgiving. And I said, well, I didn't think I should. And she said, well, you're going to. And so she said, when I got ready to leave, she said, now I want you to take this afghan, I don't know what they called them then, and put that around you so you don't get sick, because I want you back here. And she sent us home. Elmer and I went down for Thanksgiving, had dinner with the folks, and came back in time so I could go back with her that night.
Sounds like you got to eventually like your stepmother.
What?
Did you eventually get to like your stepmother?
Oh, my stepmother was good. She was a good soul. But, of course, it was just the idea that Mother hadn't been dead only about a year, and Daddy was bringing in another one. Mother was pink and white. She was a Canadian. She was fair complexion and pink and white skin, and she was such a... Oh, to me, she was handsome. Of course, I don't suppose she was. I don't look like her. I don't know whose drop chin I got. But Ethel had Daddy's square chin. It was swarthy color. A dark hair, gray and white hair, but she had... Oh, funny colored skin.
You were comparing the two.
She was a good Christian woman.
Yes.
But to me, she wasn't as fussy about her person. Well, she was a poor soul. She hadn't had the advantages that we had. She was a missionary and at the rescue mission in Rochester, and I think probably she worked for a lot less than Mother would have. Mother was a bookkeeper in her uncle's a hotel, or I don't know just what it was, but she was this bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. She was the one that rented the rooms and everything. My uncles came from Canada, and they had this rooming house, I guess they called it then. That's where Daddy met her, the rooming house. Boy, it's hot in here.
Yeah, it is. Let me know. Okay, well, the room in which we're seated is the chapel in the hospital here, and with the door shut, it gets awfully hot. So you and I are having fun opening and closing this door. But anyway, to go back to the first hospital that in which you worked in Medina, you worked in that hospital, and was Miss Douglas in charge down there?
Mm-hmm.
She was. And was Miss
Somerville was her assistant.
I see.
They were distant. Miss Somerville was a cousin to somebody that Miss Douglas was related to. Mm-hmm. That's how she knew her. She was I don't know what hospital Miss Somerville was from, but Miss Douglas was from the Sisters Hospital.
Sisters Hospital in Buffalo?
In Buffalo, and the head of the Sisters Hospital was a good friend of hers. I can't think of her name. She used to come down on the weekend, spend the weekend with us.
So you came here in 1924, and then you came up to the Medina Hospital that we know today when it was first opened.
I almost think it was the same year, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
I think it was that fall.
I
think someone told
me. We used to come up and look it over.
Yes. So what was it like when you first came in here? Was there cement and sawdust around, or what?
First thing that we wanted to see was if you could go in a room and shut the door and not hear the noise from the next room. Mm-hmm. That was the thing that bothers us at the hospital. So we did, and we could hear the noise in the next room. We were terribly disappointed. But it didn't amount to anything, because it never bothered us after we got our furniture and stuff in there.
How many floors were there?
There was two floors, and with second floor and the first floor. Mm-hmm. Maternity was toward the north.
Mm-hmm. On which floor?
On the first floor. Mm-hmm. And closing doors, so the swinging doors. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes me think of the little colored people we had here. And then there was a second floor upstairs, mm-hmm. and they were private rooms up there. Well, of course, maternity had some private rooms, and they had a ward with three or four beds.
Well, where was the operating room?
Operating room was on the second floor.
Uh-huh.
No, it was on the third floor. Yeah, I think it was on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
There was an elevator to go up and down with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. Maternity had its own delivery room right on in the maternity department.
Mm-hmm.
But upstairs, I'm sure the operating room was on the third floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Now, what do you call a basement? Is that first floor, or is that called the basement?
That was the basement, and I got quarantined down there all the time.
What do you mean, quarantined?
Well, I got in with an erysipelas patient.
You got in with what?
Erysipelas. Somebody was broken out in erysipelas.
Okay.
I got quarantined with polio.
They took polio patients inside the hospital?
Well, he was down in the basement. He wasn't too bad, but every time I'd leave the room, he'd jump up and dance up by the window, looking out the little basement window to see if his legs were all right, because they said he had polio, so
yes.
He wasn't too bad. And I could tell you something funny about that, too, but
okay.
Taking up all your time.
No, please.
I was in with Miss Nudd down there. I can't remember what she had. She had some rash or something. Of course, they had to be careful on account of maternity.
Sure.
And I had this patient down there, and there was just these little cellar windows like this was all you could see out of it. I had a cot, and she was in her bed. And
were a private duty nurse at the time?
Oh, yes, I was doing private duty. And I was allowed to go out if there was somebody that couldn't relieve me, but most of the time, I can't remember, but I must have had some time off in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that I had to stay full time. Seems so I'd have crabbed if I had. I don't remember. There was nothing but these little cellar windows, and I could stand on my cot and just see out the window, that was all. And I wasn't allowed out in the hall or anything until I was leaving, then I could go right on out. I couldn't stop or talk to anybody, couldn't go up and see my friends in maternity. Had babies or anything for fear I might take something up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was down there two or three times.
Oh,
and I guess I was an easy mark because I got quarantined. Well, anyway, we had a minister here, Mr. Finley. Do you
yes.
ever know him?
I know the name.
Well, he was a little bit fresh. Not bad, but a little bit. And I was a little bit scared of him. And he had to come in and see my babies all the time, and I didn't want him to. He tried to put his arm around me. And so he used to come down to the basement, too. And his shoes squeaked, and I thought, this night was Elmer. I thought it was Mr. Finley, and I wouldn't know, came and knocked on the door.
You mean it was really Elmer coming, but you
Elmer
thought it was
coming to talk to me,
wow.
And I thought it was Mr. Finley, and I wouldn't open the door. So after he went, I got up on my bed, and I peeked out the window, and there was Elmer going down the wall. Oh, I went back to my bed and cried.
I'll bet you did. Maybe this is a good time to
ask
you.
I said, his shoes squeaked. Oh, he thought I'd gone to bed, so he didn't want to disturb me.
Well, maybe this is a good time to ask you to tell me the story about that. Because nowadays you have thermometers by the dozens. And
well, I broke the thermometer, and I was taking care of one of the special nurse's patients. This was in the old hospital. And my one thought was, they'd kill me for breaking that thermometer. And so Miss Douglas and Miss Somerville were out for the evening. And there was this other nurse upstairs, and I asked her if she'd watch the patients while I ran down to the drugstore and got a thermometer. And she says, yes. And I ran into the drugstore, and here was the woman's patient I was taking care of. And she saw me. Well, I knew she saw me. Instead of turning around and beating it back, I stopped at Bickles, and I got some ice cream.
What's Bickles?
Well, that was just around the corner in the Oddfellows block. They
there
had an
ice cream
parlor there.
Mm.
They lived out on south of there. Lovely home. I took care of her later. And I got this ice cream and ran all the way back to the hospital. This was the old hospital. And we had the ice cream, and my gal, Mrs. Ernest, her name was, reported me.
Oh, boy.
And Miss Douglas looked at me and she said, if it weren't that you had a stepmother, she said, I'd send you home.
Oh, I bet you didn't do that again.
I did. She kept me, but she bawled me out good. And I would have never done that again if I'd
You were young.
course, she didn't want to part with me either, and she used to.
Well, so you, did you work on the floor with other nurses?
Oh, yes, I worked with all of them in here, too. Mm-hmm. It was Catherine Mayle, Mac, and Dorothy Florida, Grace Bentham, lots of specials.
Tell me, what did you wear? Did you have a certain uniform that you wore? Did everybody wear white?
Well, let's see, when we came there, I don't remember. I don't think I've got any pictures of anybody in anything but white.
Mm-hmm.
But in the other hospital, I had a blue and white uniform. I don't know what they allowed me to wear those here.
Mm-hmm. Did you always wear white stockings?
Yes, white stockings and white shoes, mm-hmm. I think. Now,
one of your snapshots that you're showing me, the ladies has black stockings.
Well,
on.
Maybe we did. It's kind of hard to remember. That's a long time ago. I thought I.
How about your hats? Did you wear your caps?
Miss Douglas figured made a cap for us, and we all had to have them like that. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a plain one. Came back up like this. I don't think it might have been a little pook on it there,
mm-hmm.
and it came down like this, and a piece in the back, and these two sides fastened mm-hmm. on. It wasn't anything fancy, but mm-hmm. we had caps after we graduated. We mm-hmm. had to take this course under Miss Douglas for so long.
Tell me about the course that you took. You took a course here in the Medina Hospital.
Training that she gave us. It wasn't anything.
Mm-hmm. How long would that have lasted?
Just about 3 months is all. She taught us. We had a lesson hospital. So.
Well, the ring that you have on your little finger, where did that come from?
I got it. Two or three of us got it made, had it sent away and had it made. It's our little hospital ring.
Now, is that when you graduated from this first course?
Yeah, I don't know if I got it right then, but before Miss Douglas left, we got them.
Yes.
Because, I haven't had it on in a long time. I don't wear it. I wore it when I came in here because mm-hmm. everybody was interested in it.
Yes. I'll describe it. It's a very tiny little ring. You have tiny little fingers.
Dorothy Forder had one, and I had one. I think there were three of us that had rings.
It says 1924 M Hospital M, which would be Medina Memorial Hospital. That's lovely.
And my initials are inside of it.
Oh, yes, they are.
I wore it all the time when I came in here, but then
that's lovely.
When I had to close up everything, then I didn't want to leave my diamonds laying around. So.
No. Well, you got some training here at this hospital. Did that make a difference?
Yes, but of course I had had some training before. I had that 3 months in Rochester that also helped me.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, by the kept my nose in my books, I probably have made it through, but I hated to study.
Would you have been called a practical nurse?
I was a practical nurse. That's mm-hmm. what my license is.
I see.
Of course, I haven't renewed it because I haven't needed it, but I kept it up while I was working.
Right. What about did they have a cafeteria in the hospital here?
Oh, no. No cafeteria.
What did they
no
do
lunches.
For food for the patients?
Well, they had a kitchen. And Mrs. Hall worked in the kitchen, and I can't remember, but we must have had trays.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember. I know Mrs. Hall was in the kitchen, and she was the crabbiest old thing you'd think, take your head off, but she really wasn't half as bad as she sounded. She had a daughter who taught music here in Medina. Mm-hmm. They lived next door to Mary. And she finally married, and I think eventually she moved away. Her mother died.
Mm-hmm. In talking with you earlier, Wilda, you were telling a darling little story about a little black boy who came to the hospital.
Freddy.
Would you tell about little Freddy?
Oh, that Freddy.
Why did he come?
Well, he had rickets. Dr. Gowans brought him to have him get sunshine and put him out in the sun. He said, let him get the sunshine. Well, he wasn't there very long before we had him all closed. Everybody bought him something. He looked at us girls and he says, good heavens, he says, I brought that child in to get sunshine for rickets. And you've got them all covered, every inch of them. And Dorothy Florida told later that she went to, she saw him when he
now,
was
how
old.
Pardon me, how old was Freddie when he came
well,
in
I
here?
Think he was a year, was he a year old?
Was and
he
creeping was around and crawling?
Yeah, oh yeah, he'd come creeping down the hall and the maternity doors would be shut. He called Miss Douglas Dougie.
And he'd put his head down at the crack of the door and he'd say, doggy, doggy, doggy.
And another thing, you know, he was eating everything and it wasn't too pleasant to have to change diapers on him. So I got him a pot. We put the pot up on the little corner where we dressed the babies and set Freddie on it.
You mean he was in the nursery department?
Yeah, oh, that is when you put him, well, no, I guess after. We did for a while. We had him in the nursery. He wasn't in there as a patient, but we kept him in there once in a while. And I remember one day I was dressing him, and I was having him throw a kiss like this, and he was so cute. I was having him patty cake, and he was doing such cute things. I grabbed him and kissed him. My father told that on me, everybody. And I said, my mouth puckered up, and I looked at him. What have I done? I kissed that black child. And Daddy'd tell everybody that. He got such a kick out of
it. Didn't hurt at all, did it?
No, it didn't hurt at all. And then Mr. Bowen, we had a bathroom with tile floor, you know, little tiles like they used to have, and there was a tub in there and a toilet. Because, of course, it was the hospital. It was this hospital that it was in. In case they had to give a patient a tub bath while you had the things to do it. Well, I got Freddie this little gray and white enamel pot just big enough for him. I was sick washing those diapers after he was eating everything.
Yes.
And so Miss Douglas said the girls all had to put him on it. And he slid around that floor till he had the enamel all worn off. It was all shiny on the bottom.
He sat on the potty and slid around the floor.
Somebody went in there one day and went to pick him up. I don't know, it was Mr. Bowen. And picked him up and the pot was stuck to him and away went the pot. Oh, I'm telling you, we had some times here.
I think you've enjoyed working with your different people.
Oh, I enjoyed every minute of it. I didn't care what I had to work, what hours I had to work, unless I had a date with Elmer, and that was all.
Well, tell me, you said that you had different shifts that you had to work on when
you worked. Yes, we worked from 7 till 3, I think, or 3:30, which was it? 7 till 3. And 3 to... Oh, dear.
3 to 11,
7
maybe?
7 to 3. That doesn't seem as though that... We worked three shifts, 8 hours each. How would that be divided?
Mm-hmm.
That would... No.
It's always...
I think at night we work longer, a longer night.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 7 at night.
Mm-hmm.
We worked from 7 in the morning until... I was 7 to 3, but it was later. I don't know.
I think the nurses here get off duty change at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.